Live. Catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.
Drive 959.
We are ready, KG. We are ready, Sam.
For what, Gonja?
We are doing
Drive Moment.
We are ready for Drive Moment. And you know what? Khomotso will run with this one because she's the one who's been nagging us with this one, sending us WhatsApp messages in the wee hours of the night. That time we're busy.
20 past 6 in the morning.
Hey, guys.
Show starts at 3 p.m.
Show starts at 3 p.m. It's a problem.
So what's happening, Khomotso?
Yo, what? Yeah, please. Please explain. Please explain this Drive Moment for us and tell us why you also want us to play a clip.
So I came across this clip and it got me thinking, would I ever want or would I be okay and comfortable if my children grew up to be like me?
Oh, hell no.
Parents in the room, if your children grew up to be you, would you be okay with that? If your children grew up to demonstrate every single behavior you're demonstrating right now, would you be okay with that? If your children grew up to talk to themselves the way you talk to yourself in every single moment, would you be okay with that? Your gift to humanity will be what is left behind in the behaviors of your great, great grandchildren.
Of course, you forget alcohol.
You guys, every time when we talk about legacy, we always think about things that we leave behind that are physical.
Sure. Mm.
We always think about people, like when you'll think about your fans, right? Or maybe when they talk about great comedians, I'll be in that space, right? When they talk about great DJs, I'll be in that space. You never actually think of the impact you have. Your legacy is always everybody else around you except your immediate family. So that's why this thing really like stuck by me. Like, what I want Khanya to be an adult me.
You know,
the answer is a no.
Why?
Vehemently so.
But I'm impressed that when you say the answer is no, because most of us think the things that we do are right. Do you know what I mean? You could swear in front of your kids.
Mm-hmm.
And then tomorrow when you hear your son swearing, it's my blood. And I'm glad we're now in no.
No, I am too flawed as a human being. The things, this gentleman goes on to say, things I say to myself when no one is watching and no one is listening.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'm most unkind to myself. And I wouldn't want my child to be an adult me. I have way too many responsibilities. I do not want that for my son at all.
I don't wish any of my kids to be like me.
Sure,
I don't. Like you say, when there's things that happen when you are alone.
Yeah.
The conversations I have with myself at 3 a.m. when me and Yavuga, I go check on them in bed and I find them sleeping clean, peacefully so. And I look at my boys, I'm like, you don't know what your dad is going through right now.
Hey.
There's about a storm is coming.
Like you don't understand the amount of time that I don't have for myself to make sure that you are sleeping as comfortable
as you are now.
As you are right now. You don't understand like what I go through in a day, to see you.
Mm-mm.
And at the same time, looking at, let's not even look at the work-wise part of it. Just being me, I'm very mean.
Yeah.
I'm a mean human being.
I am a
horrible human being when I get the time. I don't want my kids to be like that. No.
I mean, just to divert a little bit, I always feel sorry for parents who are in the limelight.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you're David Beckham's son.
Sure.
Great soccer player.
Yeah.
And you also start playing soccer.
Mm-hmm.
Already the media knows.
You are in his shadow.
The media know. And what's so annoying about the media, guys, they're not even creative sometimes. Whenever they write an article about David Beckham's son, they'll always remind you that the son of David
Beckham.
Like that person is not their own individual.
They are
like,
doing the same with Ronaldo's kid right now. They're doing the same with Ronaldo's kid.
He is not. He's still a young boy trying to have fun with Nama under 13 and under 14.
Yes.
There's so much pressure on him.
Nah,
the free kick. Everyone is looking at him like he's going to score the free kick. He's 13.
Guys, nas fabona saka kiko pa sjana kiliwani. I do not want. And you know, when I listened to the clip, the first thing was, what do you then change to remedy so that I can look up to me and say, this is not a bad seed to leave behind? Because I think for me, that's the thing. What are you leaving behind? Moba nemba how that will, you know, be passed down generation to generation. Yes, I've got a lot of work to do.
Yeah,
I better not die tomorrow.
I think if the nature decides that they have your genes.
Yeah.
You know, that is a different story, right? Yeah. But if you do evil things or wrong things in front of them, then that is a concern.
Absolutely.
Do you know what
I
mean?
You've crafted it. You understand? It's, you can't say, like my nose, guys, I can't take credit for it. I can't take credit for it. I can't take credit for my good skin. I cannot take credit for it. It was just given to me. Mara, my actions, that's me, y'all.
That is me.
No. Imagine your kids are having to school with those hands.
063-688-0959 for voice notes. You can call us 086-000-959. Would you be okay if your children grew up to be the adult you?
Show.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
We've got a caller.
Oh, serious?
Yeah, yeah, serious. You're jokingly.
Jokingly so.
Is Ufredi? Hey, my friends.
Yeah. Hi, Braglen.
How are you, Freddy, in Midrand?
I'm good. How are you guys in the studio?
Good, man. Good, welcome to the show.
We're good, Freddy.
What's your take on our topic?
Guys, you just hit close to home.
Mm.
Look, let me put it this way. I'm busy correcting 25 years later mistakes that I made in my youth. I'm 50 now.
Mm.
I've been in prison. I come from a criminal background, and every day I talk to my son about why he shouldn't be the kind of man I am.
Mm.
I did what I did out of anger.
Mm.
I lost my dad at an early age, and I always remind my boy that he still has his father.
Mm.
And as much as it depends on me, I'll stay alive to make sure that I remind him of the mistakes I've made. Mm. Yeah, so... Look, guys, I always tell him when I grow up, I want to be a man like him. And already he's in college, he's 18.
Mm.
He's already facing those issues because recently he punched a hole through his door at the rev.
Mm.
And I have to sort that out. And I don't want to see another me in the making.
Mm.
Yes.
You know what makes me happy, Fred, is that you know, you're having these conversations with him.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Us also.
Yeah, you know, and you know, you're not hiding your past.
Mm.
You know, he knows where you come from.
I can't. Before I talk and motivate a group of school kids, I'd rather, they say charity begins at home.
Absolutely.
I'd rather put it out with my son first and then go out there when I know my son is okay with it.
Mm.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for the wise words, Freddie.
Yeah, thanks, Les. And you guys go easy on car at home, so please.
Thank you, Freddie. Thanks.
What did Freddy say?
I must go easy on home.
I'm not afraid.
All right, Freddy.
Just because
Freddy.
Thank you, brother Freddy.
Also, I'm home.
What a thought-provoking question. I'd say no. And I think we as parents can do so much better. But geez, these kids really know how to take the demons out of us.
Yeah.
The one thing that I appreciate about my daughter is she doesn't need validation from anybody.
Good.
She does her and she does what she wants to do.
Yeah.
And she's exactly like me there.
Nah, never. I'm sorry. My kids must never be me. No, they should just run their own race. Yo, I'm horrible. Yes. I my kids should stay the way they are.
Kumba number two.
Now I always encourage my sibling and my child to be better than me. That's it. That's a legacy. Be better than me. Whatever I have built up to standard, woman, you must take it further up. Wuthi abantwana bazokhula wathi bathi bo cheese boy, cheese girl, hayi bazoba right. Akusiyo problem yami ukuthi abazali bami baphandile. But the legacy must continue and it's betterment. You must be better than your parent.
You know,
that's what I install in my child.
You know what I love about these colors? Bayi kids babankidi nonzonzo.
Yeah.
And
they're like, no, I'm too horrific.
Then,
for anybody to repeat me, don't repeat me.
The thing is,
the
whole life thing was not properly like installed on us. We were not prepared.
We are basically that generation that our parents didn't have conversations with us.
With us.
So, number one, ukuthi mawuthi hamba ne cherry is over pregnant, you're gonna get into trouble. We never had those conversations.
So the only conversations we had with our parents, well, BM7s, and I'm going to look. So we never had a sit down and say, this is how life is.
And by the way,
funda while we are living.
I was about to say that we're literally changing the tire of the car while it's moving.
Yeah.
You know, because even these new eras and modern way of parenting, it's new to us. Parenting, I can't hit my child. I can't reprimand this way. You go to soccer every weekend.
Saturday morning.
Kids have an opinion. They have a say in what happens in the house. There's so much that's happening.
I don't remember one day my mom, my grandmother, my dad, or any of my older siblings coming with me saying, "Oh, yeah, that's my soccer ball." As long as I'm going to make it. See, right.
But guys, do you see that we are actually doing better? Like the last gentleman said, better than me.
Yeah.
We are definitely at a better place than our parents.
And we're not saying our parents were horrible.
They were not horrible. No. I'm shocked how they did it. I am super shocked at how they did it.
I mean, these are conversations I always have with people. Like, the only time that your parents would have a conversation with you is Samorekanam. Samorekaburot. Did you go to school? They'll never ask you about homework. Because homework can be sophisticated. As a parent, you can't help your child with the homework and you don't know the answer.
Yeah. Senzito, you don't remember doing a project as a school with a time or anke.
No.
Saka indu. Lendu upere yakini. What are my boss in la marin? Ay, soga.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
Hey, guys, I'm in my early 30s and I don't have a child. And the reason why, it's simple because I just don't want my kids to go through what I went through in general, you know. You know, Tina, the people that were born in the early 90s, we are that generation that is breaking a lot of generational curses and poverties and all, you understand?
Mm.
So I don't want my kids to experience that, you know. We grow up with our cousins being enemies. Studying wrong qualifications in universities because there was no one to guide us. Only later in life at this time you're starting to take along the pillow and finding where this whole life thing is going. So I want my kids to have it in a blood.
Most definitely I'd want my son to take some character traits of mine, like being independent, pushing, making things happen despite the circumstances, you know, being kind to a certain limit though, being stubborn. I'm not too sure about that one, but it has worked somehow. So that has taught me so much about life.
My son just stepped out of the car and just like Khomotso, I don't think I would want this guy to be like me. I'm also too flawed. However, I think with how I'm raising him, I'd be happy if he took the good in me, because we also come from Indawe Zingekho Grand. As not role models as a grand, but siyazama. Eh, siyazama, man.
Drive 959 with Glenn,
Khomotso and Skumba.
Monday to Friday, 3 to 6 p.m. If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.